Good morning. Can everybody hear me? Can you hear me at the back? Outside? Yeah? Brilliant. Okay. This was a hard one for me to prepare. And I'll be honest with you, at one stage I thought, I can't do this, I'll give up. But anyway, I thought about it and I thought, why is it hard? And it was hard because the things that Jesus is saying here are things that I myself am not yet through on. They're things that I need to work on. And I guess it kind of shone a light in my life. And that's always difficult to, you know, come up here and talk about it to you when I'm not through on it myself. But the Holy Spirit came and enabled me to prepare what I got for this morning. So Luke 6, verse 20 to 31. It's widely accepted that Luke was a Gentile by birth, and he'd never met Jesus personally, but he became a follower after Jesus' death when he met Paul, and Paul taught him all about the gospel. Luke had been a doctor, but he left his profession to travel with Paul. And he had the opportunity to speak with many apostles as well as others who were eyewitnesses of special moments in Jesus' life and ministry. And in the first few verses of his book, Luke says that he's going to write things that eyewitnesses and other teachers of the gospel had to say about Jesus. Apparently, he had the opportunity to talk to many who were present when Jesus taught or performed miracles. And one of the most amazing accounts that Luke wrote about was the birth of the Saviour, Jesus. And Luke probably got his information directly from Mary herself. It's thought that Luke wrote his gospel AD 59 to 63, or maybe 70 to 80. His audience included Gentile Christians and marginalized groups. And some say the account that we heard this morning is very similar to the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5, where Jesus goes up the mountainside to get away from the crowds, and he sits down, as Jewish rabbis often did, to teach his disciples. Luke's account is of a different occasion, and it's called the Sermon on the Plain, emphasizing inclusivity and accessibility. It's for everyone. Unlike the Sermon on the Mount, this takes place in an accessible place for everyone. It's a level plain. It speaks of a large crowd of Jesus's disciples being there, and a great many people from all over Judea, Jerusalem, and from the coast of Tyre and Sidon. These disciples that are spoken of are not necessarily the 12. They were called apostles and were later sent on special missions. These disciples in the crowd were followers of Jesus, like you and me. People who followed him and were committed to his teaching.